Renewable Fuels Association CEO Jeff Cooper believes electric vehicles are important to reaching the Biden administration's goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, but biofuels also play an important role in that transition.
When you think about the continued reliance on fossil fuels for electricity generation, the difficulty of electrifying, especially medium and heavy duty vehicles and other barriers, I think it becomes clear pretty quickly that electric vehicles alone will not get our transportation sector to net zero emissions by 2050.
Cooper says while biofuels have been a challenging conversation with the Biden administration, Cooper is hopeful.
In fact, you know, I think it was encouraging to hear Administrator Regan very recently when they proposed a whole package of actions around the renewable fuel standard. He made the remark that biofuels are going to be remain as a central part of this administration strategy for decarbonization. So it does feel like we're making progress there, but you're right. There has been such a disproportionate focus on electrification that at times it's been tough to cut through that, but it does feel like we're making some progress.
In Tuesday's press conference, Cooper also responded to an announcement that the U.S. Supreme Court would not weigh in on year-round E15 sales. Cooper tells reporters there are other ways to accomplish the goal, including state legislation. Minnesota, for example, is working toward that kind of solution.
Another approach is for EPA to take a different approach to leveling the playing field for volatility between E10 and E15. The approach they took that was overturned by the DC Circuit was extending the one-pound waiver that is given to E10 to E15. The court said EPA exceeded its legal authority in doing that, and so they threw out that approach. The other way EPA could establish RVP parity is by essentially eliminating the relevance of the one-pound waiver for E10.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.